had it up. It was beautiful. It was just like I dreamed. It was all sitting around. The Indians was beating the drum. Some other Indians came out the back with a long blanket that was folded in half and put in front of us. Opened that shit up, and on the blanket was a long wooden pipe with feathers, and bags of weed were all over the blanket. Chief walked over.
The big ones are 50. The little ones are 25. And these are 10.
Guys, I want to welcome you guys
to the podcast. Two Reds Boys, One War Pony. As always, man, I'm Mike Vitzel, all the way from Shiprock, New Mexico. And we got in the house
Anthony Bunny, all the way from Flagstaff, man. What's up?
All the way from freaking Flagtown, man. Everything, bro. Everything is going good, man. No complaints on this side, bro, man. Feeling good, man.
Same here, dude.
A couple days ago, man, I kind of got a little cold, a little sore throat. You know, I thought I was getting sick, but, man.
I told you not to kiss her.
She freaking passed on that COVID to me. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's her nickname, man. She, COVID. Yeah.
It started at COVID-1. And then I moved on to the next. That was COVID-2.
Dang.
3, 4. Hey, oh, man.
All the way to 19.
Dang, jokes. Man, how you been, man? How was the weekend, bro?
Good, bro. Good, man. I got to check out Grand Canyon over the weekend, man. For the first time, bro. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, man. Holy cow. Which side? Which side of the Grand Canyon?
The South Rim. Because that's the only one that's open right now. Because East Rim, man, coming in from Cameron, still closed because of Navajo Nation. But South Rim is open still, so.
Oh, nice, man! Did you get to walk the Skywalk? Is that what it's called?
No, dude, that's on the Nevada side, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
But dude, like we got there, man. Like the back, like it looked fake, dude. For real.
Yeah.
Like the whole
green
back.
Screen. Hey, yeah, dude, up.
It was so huge, man. It just reminded me, like when she was talking to me on prom night, you know, like
that. Hey.
I was,
Oh, man, that's too funny, man.
It looked like
I was in Kayenta High School, huh? And they had the painting in the back. Hey! Yeah.
But now it looked like the background was awesome, bro. Like, it was huge, dude. Like, you could see way down there, man. Like trails and stuff. And it was amazing, bro. And, you know, it's just taking the family there, bro. It was pretty good, man.
Nice.
It was
awesome. Did you guys do the tour? Did you guys do the tour?
No, man, we didn't get to do the tour, man. It was packed, dude. Like, it was a good day. It was, you know, fairly breezy, but it was a good day. So everybody was there, dude. Like, it was packed, man.
Yeah.
Packed. Yeah. So I want to go check it. We should check it out, like, in the wintertime. Not wintertime, but morning time. You know,
it'll probably be the best time. That's cool. Heck yeah, man.
But other than that, dude, it was good, dude. Good weekend, man. Had a friend come in from town, man, and just hung out with her and, you know, tried to show her some brewskis that she, you know, because every time we go out, man, she'd always get like a, you know.
Modelo sour?
No, hey, Midori. Oh,
Midori. Midori sour.
What'd you say, Modelo?
Modelo. Obviously, I don't know my beers, man.
She'd always go straight to like a Long Island iced tea, man. So, you know, we were trying to like break her into getting a beer, you know, like whatnot.
Yeah. But
she couldn't find one. We'll find her one though.
Oh, you know? Man. So she just kind of likes to like the mixed drinks, you know?
Yeah. She likes to, you know, to let loose and whatnot, man. And that's like her favorite drink too. So, and, but you know, we're just trying to figure out like a good beer to chill with, you know, cause damn, those things are strong, bro.
The Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
And they are, man. Like it's like,
well, like five 70%. Different.
Yeah, like 70% vodka, I think, or like, I don't want to say vodka.
I know there's like five different types of liquor in there.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy, man.
So, but yeah, it was good, man. Just had a good time. Had fun, man, with the Grand Canyon. Checked it out. Did a TikTok with the kids, man. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That was a good one, man. That was a... Man, yeah. That's a good one, man.
Perfect boys, bro. Perfect boys. Nephews in training.
There you go, man. Nephews in training, man. So that brings, since you're talking on that subject, man, let's get into the first topic, man. Favorite beers.
Oh, dude. My favorite one would have to be the Mexican lagers, man.
Oh,
any type of Mexican lager, like from a brewery, if they make Mexican lager. If not, then probably like a
Marble Cerveza.
Yeah, dude, yeah, those ones are good Cerveza, too, man.
Man, heck yeah, man. Man, I think that's probably my favorite beer too, is a Marble Cerveza, as well as Ska Brewing, Mexican lager, man. That's
fun,
man.
So any type of lager is actually pretty good for me, man. But for kicks, man, for like a good chill night, maybe like a glass of IPA, you know, or something.
Okay.
So, but other than that, man, probably Mickey's.
Yay. Mickey's. Oh, dude, have you, like, for a cheap drink, man, that'll get you. That'll get you to where you need to, man. That'll get you where you need to. And if it's super, super cold, man, I ain't going to lie, it's good, man.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth, dude.
It is pretty smooth, man. For a malt liquor, man. Yeah. But my favorite malt liquor, man, was St. Ives, man. Yay. St. Ives Special Brew, bro.
The special brew, man. Passion fruit?
Yeah, passion fruit, man, you know? Man, and everybody's always clowning me on, like, the drinks, man. Like, oh, man, you like the fruity drinks. So? Yeah. Hey. So? It gets me next to your girl. Yeah. Hey.
Your girl was asking me for a sip later.
Hey. Yeah. I was just trying, like, what do you call it, man? Like on Friday after next, and I'm just trying to feel what that felt like.
I never had that.
I never had that. Well, I'm trying to find out what that felt like.
That was, what did we hear? Oh man, we were over the podcast, or not podcast, but over the meeting we had, man. It was Zoom
with the boys, man.
I shared a really nasty story that I ain't going to share on here because.
Yeah.
It's a bit nasty.
She's listening. Hey.
She's an ex. Nah. Should I share?
Oh, man.
Nah.
Bro, man.
Just kidding.
We got so many responses for that freaking sniff job story, bro. It was so funny, man. Like, seriously, it was super, super funny. Everybody was cracking up. And
true stories,
man.
True
stories. I don't know how we get ourselves into these situations, bro. You know, shenanigans, man. I don't want to even call this, I don't want to even call it situations, man. It's shenanigans.
It's shenanigans, man.
We don't plan it, you know. We don't plan it at all. It just happens.
Just sit there and let it happen, man.
Yep.
We stood there. She got the rapid, and that's how it happened.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's too funny, man. But yeah, man, I think my favorite beer would probably be Cerveza, man. That's a good one, man. And then also at Three Rivers. I just had it, man. It's that little mixture. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, yeah, yeah.
Hot Rod, that's a
shout out Three Rivers, man.
Yep, shout out Three Rivers and Raspberry Wheat, man.
Raspberry Wheat. Oh, yeah, wheat beers are pretty good, man.
They're pretty good, man.
I mean, it's not like we're like... hipsters or nothing, man, but we just like the craft of
yeah, we like the craft beer. Yeah. You know, it's good.
It's an art, man.
And I wasn't really into like that kind of beer. You know, I was just old school, like Coors and Bud.
Banquets.
Banquets, man. But
those are top sellers now, bro. Yep. Everybody's buying Banquets now because of why? Cobra Kai?
Oh, yeah. Yep. There you go, man. Because of Cobra Cry. Cobra Cry.
That's the black X-rated one.
Yeah.
That's the X-rated
version of it. Oh, man. But that's Cobra Cry. That's a selling one, man. And I wasn't really into like craft beer, you know, like until I started hanging out with Zoe, man. Until I met Zoe. He showed me the way, huh? Hey. You know? If it wasn't for him, I'd still be drinking Boons and freaking having Alizé and Sherbert, man.
Yay.
Well, man, that's too funny, man. But, man, shout out to Shaney, man. Her birthday was over the weekend, man.
Yeah, dude. Happy birthday, yep. Shaney. Yep.
Happy birthday to Shaney again, man. She's a full recovery, you know. She's out on the road. Giving out Corona to everybody.
not even like a couple days, man.
Yeah, not even a couple days. As soon as she got cleared, man, she's out on the road coughing. I'm coughing on everybody. No. Hey. Nah, she's doing good, man. Again, man, shout out to Shaney. Happy birthday, Shaney. Thank you for all the love, for all the support, and just man, any chance that you get for, you know, giving us props and promoting us, man. Thank you. That's a true listener right there, man. You know, always promoting and giving props, and so thanks for that. Man, we got a bunch of new listeners too, bro. You know, we got a bunch of new listeners all the way from Denver, and then all the way into Oklahoma City, bro. Yep. So
2,500 podcast downloads,
holy
baby.
Holy cow, man.
And rising.
The last one, man. And we don't want to check the rankings, man. We want to keep it a surprise. So when we get that email and we're at freaking 70 or in the 60s or whatever, we'll let you guys know, man. We're not even about checking rankings or anything like that. Yeah. We just let it happen.
We're trying to get 69.
Plateau right there. Yep. That's gonna be our favorite number right there, 69. Yeah, 69. As soon as we hit 69, we're gonna freaking celebrate. Hey! Yeah. But yeah, man, we got
69 or bus.
Yeah, but it's all because of you guys downloading, sharing, streaming, and just being followers and just listeners, man. Thank you guys so much. We can't thank you guys enough. And we're getting closer to COVID, you know, COVID regulations being lifted. So as soon as that happens, like I said, man, we're going to have a cookout. We're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a good time and, man, try to get back to some kind of normal
lifestyle, man.
Normal lifestyle of hanging out, just being around friends and stuff. But still, mask up, practice social distancing, six feet apart. Make sure you wash your hands. And
it ain't over yet, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not Texas yet, man. Shout out to Zoe, man. We're not Texas.
Arizona, hell yeah.
Arizona. Oh, you guys just lifted it up, man.
Well, no, it didn't get lifted. It just expired. So there wasn't really. You know, but the occupancy was like 100% though. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Man, that's good, man. Yeah, I think New Mexico was still at 33%, but.
Boom.
Man. Yep. Man, there was a lot of people out and about though.
Really?
Like a lot of people. Yep. A lot of people out and about this weekend.
I'm surprised.
Yep. Exactly, man. Navajo Nation is still dumb, you know. They're still dumb, you know. They still have
that's my nation.
Yeah, it's my nation right there. But you know, I get it. You know, they're just trying to save. They're just more so. They're looking out for the elders, man. You know, what this whole COVID thing happened and Navajo Nation shutting down. I honestly thought that the Navajo Nation president was just being dumb. But then again, you know, over the weekend. During work, you know, they sent out a little video of kind of explaining why the Navajo Nation was shut down. And, you know, and it was just basically just for the elders, man, you know, and
they're so like libraries, man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. And they were wanting just to keep the elders safe, man. And I was, you know, I felt bad because I was just like, man, Navajo Nation is dumb, blah, blah, blah. And all this whole time, man, we're just trying to protect the elders, man. So I apologize, you know, for that, for bashing you.
Well, they're still kind of dumb, but
yeah, they still are. Yeah, but still, yeah, you know, but, I apologize on my part. You know, I know that they were just trying to protect the elders. You know, the ones that they have weak immune systems and stuff like that. So, but thank you guys so much, man, for following all the guidelines and being safe, man.
Yeah, that's good, man. Good shit.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. We got some stuff that came in, bro. Like the list.
A lot, man.
A lot, man. And it was just, I'm looking at it right now, bro.
Yeah.
And we're going to save this one for last, man. The last segment.
Yeah.
We're just going to get into it, man. And one of the things, was girls borrowing clothes, bro.
Yeah.
Like what's up with that, man? You know,
do they? Would you, I don't know. Well, I remember, like I was telling you, man, like,
Did you borrow clothes? Like any of your
I borrowed clothes like one of my, from like my, one of my old, you know, buddies from back in the day, back in the school.
Okay. Because, okay. Like how do you go about borrowing clothes? Like, how do you ask?
I remember just going up to him, but damn, dude, that shirt's badass. Dude, you gotta let me wear
Let me wear it tomorrow. Yeah, you're like, damn, oh man. Yeah.
And then he'd be like, dude, I'll let you wear my shirt if you let me wear those pants you got, man. The ones that with the you know, the ones that match the boots.
Underneath the butt.
Hey. With the cut underneath the butt.
Yeah.
But dog, dude, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, what about shorts, man? Like shorts and underwears? Like does that go along with that too? Have you borrowed a pair of shorts?
Nah, me and my boys never wore underwear.
Yeah, hey. That's what I was gonna say, man. I was like, I don't wear underwear, bro. Like, you know, no.
I don't like to feel that restricted. Hey.
that's one place I don't have locked down. Hey, nah. Oh, man.
So my gray sweats are always on point. Like, literally,
they're always on point.
Yeah.
Holy cow,
but funny. Shoes, you know, like
man,
boots.
I do know that girls borrow clothes, man.
Yeah. Do they borrow?
Like boots?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like Tim's and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, or like Tim's. Cowboy boots. Okay, no, okay, Tim's. Okay.
I never really got it. Dude, like, I did everything like a cowboy could do, dude. Like, I rode horses, fucking jumped on a bull every now and then, you know, rope. But I never wore, like, the attire, bro. Like, I never wore cowboy boots, a cowboy hat.
So it was just regular streetwear, right?
Yeah, dude. Like,
okay.
And even, like, bucking hay and everything, dude. Like, I never, like, put a cowboy hat on or, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And So you were a cowboy, but you didn't fashion wasn't, about fashion, you know?
Nah, yeah, it wasn't about fashion, man. I did everything like that, dude. Like, I fixed fences, man. I chewed skull.
Heck yeah.
But never wore the cowboy hat or the jeans, man. Never.
So you weren't a label cowboy?
Mm-mm. I was I was one of those gangster cowboys.
Hey. You're one of those gangster cowboys. Man, what I can't stand, bro. You know, what I can't stand is the poser cowboys or poser cowgirls. You know, that play the part. Mm-hmm. You know, they wear the jeans that are all bedazzled up. They have like 50 little mirrors on their pocket. And then, and then they're waiting. They're sitting in the car trying to find a mirror to fix their makeup. I'm just like, yo, turn your pants around, man. Then, you know, like their purse.
When
are
you
going to
get out and help me? When are you going to get out and help me saddle this horse?
Exactly. And then, like, sometimes on their snaps or like their TikToks or YouTube videos, they're like, oh, I need a new pair of boots. And I'm like, why? You don't do nothing with them, you know?
Dude, I love these new snaps, man. They're funny, dude. Like, a lot of them are pretty good, dude.
A lot of them
are pretty good.
Man,
I like the funny ones, man. The funny ones are good, man. Like, I'm going to have to get some names, man, and shout them out.
Yeah,
there's some that are just kind of like, you know, you're trying too hard, man.
I feel that Snapchat is just
not Snapchat. I'm sorry, TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Okay, yeah. But TikTok, TikTok's is funny. It's getting a funny platform. But man, Snapchat, I feel like Snapchat now, everybody's just airing out their laundry now, man, on Snap. You know,
mm-hmm.
like it's like became a confession booth. I know that social media, everybody does do that, but. Man, Snapchat was supposed to be fun. Snapchat was supposed to be funny. And it's just work now, bro. Like, even our Snapchat, man, it feels like it's work right now, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, but okay, it's okay. Shout out to everybody that added Two Res Boys. Hey.
Yeah, man. Well, actually, like, all the ones that follow the Two Res Boys, man, they're actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
They haven't seen, man. But I know that you got one and you're getting all the weirdos, man.
Yo, all the stalkers, man. Yeah. All the stalkers, man.
So if you guys want to add us, I want to see those guys too, man. Yeah, but don't add me, man. My shit is. Hey, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man, his is all perved out, man.
Hey, all nice. You don't want to see mine, man. Dang, I'll snap a cock picture every now and then.
Yo. He will, man. And, he will, man. But yeah, but that was one that we got in, man. Was girls?
What, cock picture?
No, not cock pictures. not, but girls borrowing clothes. I know that girls borrow clothes, but you know, do they ever give them back? Because I know
it was like, I mean, I don't know. I would want my shit back. Like like back in the day, our clothes were like very expensive, man. You know.
Yeah, Carl Kanai, Tommy.
Yeah, Hilfiger. That's my shit right there. Was Carl?
Yeah, Kanai, Carl Kanai. Man. Heck yeah, man, Tommy. Yeah,
I never wore Champion because that was that cheap shit.
Hey. Oh man, but if you ladies, if you guys are out there, if you guys borrowed any of your friends' clothes, let us know, did you give them back and what did you borrow? Like if it was a blouse, a t-shirt, pair of pants, you know, hopefully panties. Hopefully they were your size, you know, because you ain't trying to borrow a bra from a girl that's like a double D and you a freaking A, you know?
Looking like Respucia walking around.
Oh man, or you got like a booty and then you know you freaking borrow somebody's.
Oh, you know what? I saw the other day. I saw this chick, man, and she was wearing leggings, bro. And like her leggings were loose as fuck.
Oh man. So like
when leggings are not supposed to be loose, bro. They're supposed to be tight. You know what I mean?
Oh man, okay.
This one was loose, dude. Like what the fuck?
And one thing, okay, with leggings too, and I'm not trying to be a perv, but you know, when you see a person with leggings, you can't help but look, you know? You can't help but look. But have you ever looked at a person that's wearing leggings that's wearing like the wrong size panty? Like you know, like you could tell that they're wearing the wrong size of a panty, yeah. You know, like small panties, or you know, and I'm just like, yo, just wear a panty that's your size, you know, and you won't look ridiculous.
Like,
okay, so
why do they look like that?
So okay, so I was in I went to Walmart over the weekend, right? And this is the reason why I brought it up. There was this girl, she was wearing leggings. And of course, like she was attractive. She looked attractive, you know?
The hair, and, it's gotta be the hair.
It has to be the hair, there you go. And she's wearing leggings, okay? And mm-hmm. I couldn't help but look, you know? And I was just like, wow, she's really attractive. You know, she might've came back from working out or she's just wearing the leggings. Mm-hmm. And I happened to get behind her and I was walking behind her. Hey, like I happened to be walking behind her and my eyes just kind of happened to look up and I was just like, you know, I thought for a second, like, either she's wearing the wrong size panties, she's doing it on purpose, or she's just trying to make guys look at her. But her panties looked like it was small on her, bro. And you could see it through the leggings, you know, like the outline of the panty, you know?
Like, and you mean, like it was like tight and it was like a little crease?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. And I was just like, and that's what got me thinking. I was like, man, like, you know, okay, I understand that you're trying to be sexy, whatever, you know, or, you know, that really is your panty size or what, but, you know, at least
it's probably laundry day for her, bro.
Yeah, it might have been, you know, and I wasn't trying to be a perv checking her out or anything like that. But
I mean, I had to follow her a couple of times, you know.
But, yeah. I had to circle around a couple of times just to make sure, you know, but man, and like, it was just funny, man. I thought it was funny, man. Like freaking small panties, man.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, my mind was like when her leggings were loose as fuck. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And it was like, what the fuck is that? I mean, I wouldn't have noticed, man, but it was like windy, so I heard the flap. You know. Yeah. Hey, that's how loose it was.
It sounded like a flag in the wind.
Yeah. Like, you know, and I looked and I was like, what the fuck, you know? And,
oh man, it sounded like when you're fixing your bed and you're freaking shaking the blanket.
Yeah, dude, when did they come into when did they start coming in to where like you just wear them every day now? You know, like they wear them to work.
I have no idea,
now.
Bro. Yeah, you can wear them to work. And it's crazy because a lot of people wear them to work and freaking I have to wear dress pants and I have to wear a dress shirt, but they can wear leggings to work, bro.
You should wear leggings to work and see what they say.
Yo, I'm going to buy a pair of leggings, bro. Remember the Amazon leggings? The Amazon leggings? It's on TikTok, bro. I'm going to buy a pair just to see, man. Just to see, you know, how it fits on me.
No underwear?
No underwear, man. No, I'm gonna wear a pair of shorts that's way smaller than it should be, and then I'm gonna walk around and see if anybody notices.
I wanna wear one with no underwear that's the Navajo seal.
Oh, that's too funny. And then you were talking about like it has to be the hair, man.
It has to be the hair.
Yeah, what's your favorite hairstyle like in a female, man?
Dude, I'm kind of digging that pixie haircut, bro.
The pixie haircut?
Yeah, where it's okay. It's like kind of short, you know, and
almost like a bob.
Yeah, kind of, man. Yeah, like that. Yeah, because
okay,
I like,
so you those, like little boy haircuts, huh? Like that Justin Bieber cut off, man.
The Biebs. Oh, I love the Biebs.
Okay. That's cool, man.
He's not a little boy anymore.
Yeah. Oh man, honestly, bro, I'm a sucker for long hair and curls, bro. Not like a permanent perm, you know, but easy. Just curls. Not like easy. Not a tight perm where like she's shaking her head and freaking all the perm juice comes out. No, man. So glow, man. Nah, man, but I'm a sucker for like long hair, bro.
Let it shine through.
Oh, that is hilarious. Oh man, but I'm a sucker for long hair and curls, man. Like if a girl curls her hair, like holy cow, like oh man.
Yeah, no, I like pixie haircuts, man. I think
That's cool. What about color, man? You like color, like
Man, it doesn't matter, bro. Like I don't think it really, because here in Flagstaff, like every like chick I've seen with the pixie haircut, dude.
Yeah.
Either they're like they work out, man. And shit, it just matches their whole form, bro.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
So, but if you're a big girl, man, don't do it. Hey.
Oh man, there we go, man. Somebody's gonna comment on it again, man. Because I'd make for a big girl. Yeah. We're not.
You're gonna look like me, man. Walking around.
Oh, that's too funny. But yeah, man, that's my hairstyle, but that's what, you know. And it's funny because everybody always says like, oh, so you want a girl to have a long hair. I'm just like, no, it just looks good. You know, for me personally, like, you know, if you want to have short hair,
take care of it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, man. Like
you're walking around, like just woke up from second night or something, man.
Oh, that's too funny, man. And along that line, man, like they always say, like what attracts you to a female, bro?
I'm gonna say a personality, bro. Like
personality. Okay.
If someone like for instance, you know, like at a gas station, we're waiting in line to pay for, you know, something.
She
you know,
pays for you.
Well, like just you know, like I'm grabbing something, you know, and I just kind of like laugh at something, you know, and she adds in or chimes in on it. I think that's pretty attractive, man. I was like someone that kind of chimes in with the joke with you.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know, man. That's pretty good. Yeah. Attitude, man.
Attitude.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta be like spontaneous,
ghetto attitude,
man.
Like ghetto attitude.
Fuck
like
no, man.
Pops like that. Like, hey, are you listening? Like syllables.
Hell no. I'd be out the door by that time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
You know what bugs me is? Like, it's like when they're like the ones that say, oh, I'm outspoken. I'm a bitch. I'm like this. I'm like that, you know?
But then again, so, like,
you can go ahead and be like that by your motherfucking self because I ain't going to be there, you know?
And then on their page, they're like, I want a man.
Yeah.
I want somebody to take care of me. Relationship goals.
If you can't, then you get that one where their bros are, well, if you can't handle a girl like that, then a real man is, no. A real man wants someone that's going to be at the top with him.
You know, dang, man. That was deep, man.
And take down these weirdos, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, like, that was pretty deep, man.
Yeah, I want a girl that's going to want a BMW with me, you know, and not just be like, well, dang. I want an SI. I don't give a fuck. That's the kind of girl, you know, like I want her to be able to regulate herself, man, and be like, all right, be outspoken to a business that you own. You know what I mean? If you own your own business, then I can see why you should be outspoken and be a complete bitch because you got to fight for yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not because someone went and talked shit to your cousin and now you got to go over there and, you know, make an ass of yourself. That's just me though, man. I don't know.
Oh man, that's too funny, man.
What about you?
I think Man, confidence, man. Confidence is a freaking big one, man. Confidence and humor, bro. Like, like you got to match, you got to match my humor. Well, I don't want to say match my humor, but you got to get it, you know, because everybody, everybody knows that joke, man. Like, I can, I'll joke about anything, man, even down to death, you know, like, yo, if I was to die, this is what I want at my funeral, you know, and they know it's a joke. And then, like confidence, man, like just confidence, just knowing that they're freaking, that they're, like you said, man, you know, like, hey, man, I'm going to be on the top with you, man. You got that Beamer. I'm going to match that Beamer. You know, you got a 750i, I'm going to get a 750iX, you know?
But yeah.
And speaking, geez, man, speaking of cars, man, heck, my baby's almost fixed, bro. Heck,
I saw the pictures, bro.
Yeah, man, heck yeah. And it was that, just that little freaking transmission, what do you call it, oil gasket bracket. That was it, man, that needed to be replaced. And you literally has to drop the engine, take out, you know, all these parts and everything like that, just stupid to get to that Germans. Little piece.
They know,
exactly, man. They had to make it hard to be cool. Hey, but yeah, man, got the part on order. So, you know, it should all go back in Tuesday and should be back on the road, man. And I'm excited, man. You know, I, you know, shout out to my mom. I was borrowing her van, you know, and I made that van look hella bad, bro. Like freaking cool.
Do
man.
I turn you on, baby?
Exactly, bro. Man, I made that van look hella bad, bro. It was cool, man. Like,
I miss you, Ivan.
And heck yeah, man. Everybody, yo, hop out of that van.
Dang.
Cool, sexy, you know? Hey.
Candy?
Handing out candy, man.
You want some candy?
Yeah. And then I guess along that line is pretty much the same question is, what are you most attracted to a female? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of along the same thing, you know, same thing. So. There you go. So whoever wrote that one, stupid.
They probably say it's kind of the same but different.
Yeah, no, it's kind of the same, like difference, like, you know, it's like kissing cousins, you know. Hey.
I fell in love with my cousin.
Oh, that's too funny, man. And another one that came in, man, it was actually a good one. And is would you survive without your phone?
Probably. I'd probably be at peace.
Yeah, would you? Oh, man, I think I would too, man. I mean, there's some days where I don't even bother my phone, bro. Yeah. You know, just leave it alone.
But you know, though, the moment you do that, man, and then you answer your phone and you text everybody back, they're going to be like, oh, he's mad at me.
Oh, yep. If you don't, I think it was, they did a study, like if you don't text somebody back within like a minute and 15 seconds, the mind of the other person automatically thinks like, oh, he's cheating. You know, if they're in a relationship, like, oh, he's cheating. Oh, he's doing this.
Oh, he's not my friend anymore.
For me. Oh, yeah, he's not my friend anymore. So, you know, the response time that, you know, a human brain functions at is a minute and 15 seconds, man. You know, to feel love, to feel attraction, to feel wanted, man. Can you believe that, bro? It's a minute and 15 seconds, man. That's crazy, huh?
It took me almost 30 years to figure that out. Yeah.
So if you're in a relationship, you guys got a minute and 15 seconds to respond back to a text, to a snap or an email or an Instagram message.
Well, it depends
or whatever.
On the relationship, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If they understand that their man's out there working, you know?
Yep. And I think that's what some people don't understand, man, is, you know, if you're at a job, there's some jobs where, you know, you can't have your phone.
Yeah.
And then there's some jobs that's lenient to where you can have your phone and then, you know, you can text and stuff like that. But, you know, people don't understand that, you know, I'm working, man. If I get fired because I have to tell you I love you and I miss you, then.
In a minute and 15 seconds?
Hey, I got a minute and 15 seconds. So every time I get a text message now, I'm going to start my clock, minute and 15 seconds for you to respond back. If you don't respond back, you're not my friend. You're not my cousin. You know, I'm my uncle. You're not my auntie. You're my friend. Hey.
I wish I could set up like an auto response. You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd man, so that would cool. be cool, man. Yep. Mm. And the funny part about it is, well, sometimes when people text me, I'll just reply with a ha, 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 a LOL, or, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh man, and and freaking people hate it, and or I'll just like put two smiley faces because I'm busy, that's why I'm working, man. I got time to text you. Hey. Oh, that's too
yeah
funny,
you little man. Sluts, leave them alone. All of you.
Yeah, but one of these days, man, I'm going to
settle down.
I'm gonna settle down. You know, I'm gonna settle down.
Give her a baby. Awesome. Make an honest woman out of her.
But one of these days, I'm just gonna leave my phone at home, man, and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, dude. I think I could survive without it, man.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll get like a bunch of like, where you at? Where you at? You know, please respond. Oh man.
True story, man.
So we got this group going on, and like I said, everybody's working. Bunny's working, Zoe's working, just with us, and put it in the group chat. Please respond with the exclamation mark. I'm like, shut up, man. Oh man, it was too funny, man. That became the joke of the night, man. So yeah. I was like, man, you sounding like a freaking girl right now, man.
Shout out to that guy.
One of these days. Yeah. and the funny part about it is nobody responded. That's the most funny part about it, man. Nobody responded. I think everybody in the group just kind of laughed, man, because it was funny, you know?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Man. It was pretty funny. Yeah. Holy cow, it was funny.
Next question. Does your wife or girlfriend get upset when you are on your phone? I don't know. You ain't got a girlfriend. He's a loser. He's a lonely man. Sometimes he pretends.
Yeah, and then somebody tell me to get off my phone, please.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll just pretend and be like, okay, babe, I'm sorry. And then he'll throw his phone. Yeah.
But I did have somebody tell me one time, get off your phone. Like they said it like that, like with their teeth closed. Yeah. You know how like some people get mad and they talk with their teeth closed, like, damn it, like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was told one time, get off your phone. You're always on your phone. I was just like, damn, okay.
Damn, was that recent? You know?
it wasn't recent.
Okay.
Oh man, but yeah, it was pretty funny. But I don't know. I never really had that, so I don't.
I don't know, man. I'm never really on my phone, man. To be honest, like to be yelled at. Yeah.
To be yelled at. Oh, that's too funny, man. That's crazy, man.
But I don't know, like. If I was on my phone and you know, she sees me on it, then I don't know. Like, I'm very comfortable leaving my phone there.
Yeah. And everybody knows the passcode to my phone. Like, everybody knows the passcode to my phone. So it's not like a big secret or anything like that. So.
No.
Happens to me. Yep. That's why I give my passcode out to everybody. It's like, if everything ever happens to me, this is my passcode, you know. You guys can look through it or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like a big deal. Like,
I mean, she already knows I watch porn, so. No big secret there, you know?
Oh, man. Oh, she busted you, huh?
Shit, man.
Left it open.
Man. I mean, well, even then, dude, like, even before then, you know, like, she knew that, you know? But even like if I left it on, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like IG models, you know what I mean? I checked those chicks out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, she does too. Shit.
Like females or males?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, dang.
Yeah. Well, she's into like those K-dramas, man. Like, so a lot of those guys are actors, like the Korean and Chinese actors, man.
Yeah.
She's into that, you know, them dudes, man. And me, of course, Latina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, straight Latinas, huh?
Mm-hmm. But now, no upset here.
Yeah.
No upset there for you, huh?
Man. Nah, man, nah.
So, do you prefer calls or text messages?
Like, what do you mean? Like, in a form of conversation or communication? Yeah.
Let's do two scenarios, man. One for communication, like just sisters, cousins, brothers.
A call, you know, call
better.
A call. Yeah. Yeah.
Friends.
Sometimes. Sometimes a call. Sometimes because when they text, I don't understand what they're saying. You know, some of them, they use acronyms like IKR, like I know right, you know, and I'm just like, what's that mean? And they're like, what? You don't know what I know right means? I'm like, I don't know what that means, man. Yeah. So I'd rather just like get a phone call. But yeah, sometimes a text message is fun too, but I prefer a phone call.
What about chicks?
I'd say both. I mean, there's times where you can't answer a call and you're like, you know.
Why? Because she's nasty? You know? Answer him, she's like,
sometimes you
just want to suck your jaw.
No, sniff.
Just want to sniff your jaw.
I mean, there's sometimes, you know, like
I want to put like, the skin of your balls on my nose.
Oh my goodness.
I want to sniff your soft ball sack. Hey!
Oh, that's too funny, bro. Oh my goodness, man! I can't believe that you freaking blasted the homie with that story, bro. Oh, yeah. That's funny. But what about you, man? Text calls or phone calls or text messages?
I like phone calls, man, because sometimes I'd rather get a phone call. You know what I mean? And talk.
Yeah,
but not so much of a text, man. You know, I'm old school, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't really know if you're fucking going ha 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 or LOLing.
Yeah. How do you? Or rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, hey! I don't know if you're really fucking rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious, bro.
Man, yeah, man. I mean, phone calls, man. I like phone calls, man, because I get to, you know, you get to hear me when I say, what do you want? You know, like, as far as like, what do you want to drink? You know, like, what do you want? Because if you just text, what do you want? They're going to flip out and be like, dude, what's wrong with the fuck? What's up with the attitude, bruh? You know?
Yeah. Please respond. Hey.
Are you mad at me? Please respond.
Oh, man.
But yeah, phone calls, man. I like phone calls. Text messages is like if I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, I'll set it on like an auto response or whatever. And so, you know, you'll get like a can't talk right now, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But text messages, sometimes depends on who it is, you know. If it's interesting.
Yeah,
some
people just deserve a text message.
A gif. Is it gif or gif?
Yeah, I think it's a gif or something. I don't know, man. Picture.
A live picture.
Oh, man. Yeah, live picture. There you go, man. Okay, so if you had a choice to make three witches, dang.
Yeah, if you had a choice. One of them, teeny genie for sure.
Yeah, man. If you had a chance to make three wishes, what would it be?
Three wishes?
If I had one wish.
I don't know, man. I'm going to think about that one.
Yeah.
How about I go one and you do one?
Okay, go for it. You go first then.
My first wish would have to be I wish I had good credit. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just kidding.
Good credit. is that really one of your wishes?
No. I wish dude, I wish COVID wasn't around, bro. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's my wish. Your turn.
I would say the same thing, COVID, and then I would say that these vaccines would actually really work against COVID.
Yeah. And then my second wish would have to be I wish I wish to, you know, shit, I don't even know, man. I wish for a porterhouse steak right now, man. Big old steak.
Oh, man.
There you go. There's one.
So you would make a wish for like a steak, a good steak, huh?
Yeah, a perfect one, man.
I think one of my wishes, and it's actually kind of on my bucket list too, man, is a Range Rover, bro.
You'd wish for a Range Rover?
Throw that on my. I wish for a Range Rover. It's on my bucket list too, man. I think I wish for a Range Rover. And I think my last one, as anybody would say, man, is to be a millionaire.
Dang.
Yep.
I wish I was a billionaire. Dang.
$1 million. I didn't even think of that, man. A freaking millionaire versus a billionaire. Dumbass, man. What a freaking dumbass, man. Oh, yeah, I want $1 million. Here you freaking come back here like a billionaire. Oh, man.
It's all right. A fucking genie would be like, whatever you want, sir.
That's it. Are you sure?
Okay.
A million? Okay.
Shit.
That's like $1,000 now, man.
Dude, $1 million ain't shit no more, huh? It like, is. Not even $1,000, dude.
Not even $1,000. $1,000 is like $100 now, man. It's the value of it.
That stimulus check wasn't shit. Hey.
Dang, man. I'm still waiting for mine, too, man. Hopefully. And I did my taxes on my own this year, bro.
You didn't get it back yet?
No, I haven't gotten it back yet, man. I did my taxes on my own again, you know, so it was all good.
Did you hit submit?
Yeah, I hit submit. I hit submit like 3 times until it finally like this pop-up showed. It's like, we received, you know, and it had exclamations in there. So it's like, we received it, you know? I was like, oh, shit, okay. Oh, man, it's too funny, man.
Dang.
But yeah, so, those would be my 3 wishes, man.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be ending COVID with some good vaccination, Range Rover.
Yep.
And $1 million.
Range Rover.
$1 million.
$1 million, yo. $1 million, man. Yo, yours is a freaking billionaire, huh? I'm a one-up film, man. I'm going to be a billionaere, man. Fucking a millionaire. the expression on your face, man, was freaking funny, man.
I was all looking at you like,
billionaire. I was like, yeah, a billionaire. I was like, oh, shit, a billionaire. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
You wouldn't hit a man with glasses? Oh, you hit a man with glasses.
Touché. Oh, that was freaking funny, man. So, holy cow, man.
So we got like the last 10 minutes of the show, man. So we're going to end this with a game, sexy text responses.
So, sexy text responses, man. Okay, explain the game, explain the, I guess you could say rules or what.
You're in your onesie, right? So
okay.
The one that zips from the ankle all the way up.
And oh, dang.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, you get a text. Okay. And this is what it says. What do you do? What do you say? How do you respond? Okay?
Okay.
So first one would be, hey, Mike, do you prefer your women shaved or all natural? How do you respond?
And it has to be sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, why you can't give me that question though?
Because it's nasty.
Because it's nasty. Oh man. So if I say it again. I'm gonna beat the question again. Oh,
do you prefer women shaved or all natural?
Okay.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this, like either last podcast or the podcast before that.
And you said groomed, right?
I would say
fairly groomed.
Yeah, groomed, man. Yep. A little off the top, you know. And
no, we were talking about ourselves.
Oh yeah.
My bad.
Oh my goodness.
Scratch that. He doesn't want a little off the top.
No, I don't want a little off the top. Well, I guess you could say still, you know, you can say still, man. I mean, groomed is good. But, you know.
Walk out looking like kid and play.
Yeah. A little Gumby, man. A little Gumby on the side, man. Oh, my goodness.
So groom?
Okay. Yeah. What about you, man? Like, okay, so my response to that text would have to be something sexy, like.
Yeah. How would you respond?
Say
I text you this.
Okay. Say he texted me this. Okay. So I'm waking up. I'm half asleep, you know, looking at the text. I'm just like, what the heck, man? I'll be like, yo, baby, anything is good, but a little groom would be sexy. Send. That's it. That's not really like, that's just a regular response, man.
That's just telling me what to do.
That's not even a good. you're just being honest, man. That's not even being sexy, bro.
There's not even no baby.
Yeah, I'm like sorry. That shit, like a freaking man. Winky face. It's just, nothing, man. Because I'm tired. Yeah.
So she's gonna read it.
You text me.
She's gonna read it and be like, I like your groom. Do it.
Oh man, but what if she responds back with a picture and it's a picture of being groomed? Like, how would you respond to that?
Have you seen a picture up close, you know, of down there? It ain't the prettiest sight ever, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Just saying. So
you wouldn't find it like attracting, or you wouldn't find it like.
No, you ever made you made Thanksgiving dinner, right? Like the turkey. You ever stuffed the turkey?
Yeah.
You know that opening part, bro. Like if you put your camera up and close to the part where you're stuffing the chicken, it looked just the same, bro.
Oh man!
I don't know, man.
Wow. Oh man. Okay. All right.
I've been ruining Thanksgiving for everybody now.
Yeah. What about your, like, if someone
okay,
let's
me
say out? Okay, yeah, somebody texts you something like sexy, like, hey baby, I'm just in my nightgown right now. What would you want to do to me? Like, I'm texting you that. Like, I'm texting you that, you got to respond to me. I'm like, money. I'm just in my nightgown. What would you do right now?
I'll probably be like,
please respond. And I put that at the end.
I'll probably be like, Mikey, it's me, bro. Dude.
Like, so.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, man, that's too funny. Right?
No, I'd probably say, what was it again?
If I said, hey, baby, I'm just laying here in my nightgown thinking about you, what would you do to me?
I'd be like, damn, man. I'd probably text back, quote, unquote, take off the nightgown and then talk to me. Yay. Send.
Oh, send. That's it.
Probably with a picture too, with my hand and, you know, with my cock in my hand.
Okay, then the response is, okay, it's off. Send.
That's not you, I know it. Hey. I don't remember your titties hanging that low.
Orangutan. Oh.
Your auntie, what the fuck? No.
Oh man, when did that mole get there?
So the next one, B, she texts you and she's like, "Hey, tomorrow when you pick me up, where do you want to do it to me? At a public place? Where do you want to do me at?"
Like she's out in the open?
Yeah. Where would you take her?
Like, it has to be a public place?
Fuck yeah. Let them know.
Man. Oh, man.
You ain't never had that.
Man, I know. I'm trying to find out what that's about.
You know what would be cool, bro? It's the bang out, man, right there in one of the roundabouts, dude. In the middle.
right in the middle of the roundabouts, bro. Hands by in the air. By three rivers off.
Hands in the air, doggy style.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, man, I think I would probably say the library, bro.
You would do it in the library?
Yeah, man.
Why? Because nobody's there.
Because nobody
reads.
Oh, nobody reads anymore. It's a public place, bro. You know, yeah. you got people who still have internet at home that's checking their emails. You got the little freaking Harry Potter fans that are checking out books still. You got that old library aid, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mine would definitely have to be what I said it was, man.
Yeah, the roundabout, really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
The little gazebo right there.
I would, dude. I'd do it too, man. I would because, you know, I don't know. I'm just crazy like that, dude. I think it'd be funny.
You're going to be here next weekend, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be. All right, bet. You know, next weekend, man. If you guys aren't doing anything next weekend, man, come join us over at the roundabout. We're going to watch Bunny do it.
And if I see a car going around and around, I'm gonna fucking call you a pervert.
You can only the catch is you can only go around once.
Yeah. If I see a car over around and around, man, you're a fucking pervert.
That they chase you off. You're a pervert, man.
You're sick. Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you. So the rule is you get to go around one time around about, and that's it.
How many roundabouts are there?
I think there's three.
Okay, maybe one every hour.
One every hour.
The goal is to make all three before we get arrested.
Yeah, there you go, man. There you go. So next week, if you guys aren't doing anything, come join us. We'll be at the roundabouts in Farmington. He's going to be freaking doing it one of the roundabouts. Again, if you circle around more than once, then you're a freaking pervert.
Yeah. You're sick. Something's wrong with you.
Yeah. Oh, man. And if you're holding a drink, driving around, you're a freaking super pervert.
Yeah. If you go around the bout and you have like a squirt gun and you give me around the ass, I'll buy you a beer. Hey.
It's gonna be kind of like a carnival game too, man. You gotta squirt him right in the butt, man.
You gotta sink this clown.
Paint a bullseye, man, on his ass cheeks, and so
Mike is gonna be standing there collecting.
Yep, collecting, man. And man.
Better luck next time.
we got a little kind of like an email too about your brother, man. Everybody's like, why has he been so sad, man? And some of his TikToks, man. Is he good, man? Is he good?
He's a young dude.
He's going through one of those phases. Which one of you ladies broke his heart out there, man? We're gonna freaking find you and
I think she's Belicana.
She's Belicana. Hey. Oh man,
No, I don't know, man. He's goofing off. He's just
okay.
It's that trap, you know what I mean?
Man, it's that trap, huh, man? I know, I've seen all these comments, man. It's working, man. Freaking clickbait. Mm-hmm. Clickbait, man. I've seen all these comments and everybody's just like, oh,
my man switched from power bait to salmon eggs.
Hey. There you go, man. Yeah, everybody's just like, oh, what can I do to make you feel better? All this stuff.
I was reading some of the comments.
I was like, oh, man, this dude freaking got some, you know? Mm-hmm. Freaking got some right where he wants him, man. And he's just messing with you ladies, and stupid ones. And going over there and keep liking it and replaying it over and over.
Well, that's good though. Keep it up.
Yeah, it is.
You know, tell your friends.
Yep.
Share it.
Say, look at this guy. Say, look at this guy, man. He's so sad right now. Go over there and cheer him up.
We just got a comment on the, what do you call it, man? So would you like it rough or sensual?
What do you mean?
Sex. You like rough sex or
just like
soft? Loving, key sweat. Like,
are you
a key sweat lover, or are you like a R. Kelly lover where you pee on him and don't give a fuck?
I think there's a time for both, man. Like, you know, there's a time where you just freaking get nasty and choke each other out, man. And then there's times where it's just like
same night or like
I think different nights, man. You know, if you want to spice things up, you know. Oh man, man. But I think, you know, yeah, I think it's
what's the roughest you ever did it?
Roughest I ever did it? Oh man, freaking grabbing my throat, bro. Oh man, yep, that's what it was. Like, yeah, it was, man.
Yeah.
Pillow over your face and freaking try to suffocate you, you know, and yeah.
I think I told you mine, you know, off of the Zoom during my whole phase.
Yeah, you did, man. You want to share it or no?
I am, yeah. I wouldn't know if this was rough or sensual.
Yeah.
It did hurt because I had like a fucking rug burn on my forehead.
What?
Yeah.
So you were face down ass up?
No, like she pressed down on me fucking hard on my like forehead to forehead.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're telling me, man. She was trying to transfer her energy to you, huh?
Yeah, dude, this shit hurt, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my goodness, man. Oh, that's hilarious, bro.
I remember like telling her, dude, like I was like, ow, this shit hurts, you know. And I had to like move my head. Yeah. And when I moved, like her head, my like our foreheads both were like connected really hard to where like when I moved, it gave us both a fucking red mark on our forehead.
Oh, dang. So you got zinged, huh?
No, that's what she was calling. Remember I was telling you she had that fucking twitch?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that's that one. Okay, that's that one, yeah, man. So
she had a twitch, man. And she'd call it zing. She would call him zing. And she was taking medication for him, so.
Man, heck yeah, man.
But
heck yeah. Just all into it, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Fucking pervert.
Freaking perv now, man.
But that's probably like the roughest I've ever gotten was that. Yeah. But
what about like just like sec, what do you call it? Like a sensitive side, I guess you could say.
I don't know. I don't really like sensitive sides, you know?
Like, just roughing it, huh?
Yeah, like I kind of, you know, I like it rough a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you can't.
Not a time where it's just like.
Like, don't bite me and then break blood, you know, and fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit hurts. But.
No, so not even like looking in each other's eyes and like, that's oh, the man, best. Baby, I love you. Like, oh, baby, I love you. Like, something like that. Not even that. Huh? Just like, bam, get off me. Oh, I'm good.
Fuck, no. Walk back in eating a bowl of cereal.
Naked. I ain't gonna lie, I got some cutlets. Next morning, work. I ain't gonna lie, I got some cutty.
Got some cutty that night.
Oh man, I'm the only one that gets the cutty.
Yeah. I guess the booty, I guess the trim. But that was probably like one of my sexual rants. But other than that, man, I like my shit semi rough, not too rough. You know?
Yeah.
But as far as sensual, I don't know. This just ain't me, man. You know?
Yeah.
Couldn't do that.
Man. Yep.
Because then I'd get up and be like, fuck, who blew up the candle?
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there like a routine that you do afterwards? You know, like how some people, when they're done, you know, they do that, you know, go out, go grab something to eat or grab some water or something, a beer. Do you have anything like that? Like, you know, grab a dessert or something? Like, what's your favorite dessert?
Probably like the Jell-O cups.
The Jell-O cups?
Yeah, no spoons. Hey.
Making that spam sound, huh?
Looking that jelly off that corner.
Oh man, your tongue all up in there, huh, man? Yep. Oh man, but for real, that's your thing, Jell-O cups?
Yeah, Jell-O cups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I like pudding, man. I like chocolate pudding. Yeah.
That's code for ass.
I mean, like not after, but I would say like as a snack, you know? Like,
oh, I thought you meant like during.
Oh, dirty. Oh, is that yours? Is that yours?
Yeah,
dude?
Yeah.
It's really? Like, yeah. Like how? Like, what do like, you do? Like,
I don't know, like doggy style, sucking up the.
Oh, okay, but I mean, okay.
I don't want to go old saying I never done nothing. You know what I mean?
Like never done anything like exotic. I guess you can see is that what you would call exotic?
I don't know. It was just sitting on the dresser. I couldn't let it go to waste, bro.
Yeah, there you go, man. Yeah. You just had to play balance the cup.
Yeah. She was like, "Are you fucking eating right now?"
Oh my goodness, man, that's freaking funny.
Yeah, I remember one time, man, we fucking tried to do whipped cream, you know, because trying to be all sexy and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you do whipped cream, bro, like the smell of it fucking stinks later, bro.
Yeah,
you got like that milk, like
spoiled milk, huh?
It, well, I don't know what it is, bro. But like, if you try to be all sexy doing that fucking it, dude, I swear to God, it doesn't smell very well.
Yeah,
after you do the whipped cream, you know,
man,
it does, like man.
Like, it's dried up on your upper lip, huh? Then you just like secretly smell. Well, maybe, it all night.
Maybe I shouldn't have used a whole can, bro.
Oh man!
I guess you're supposed to just do like the little spots and then you know lick that part. But dude, we had that shit.
The only covered your head until
came out the fucking bedroom looking like fucking got out of the shower or something. Man, we're all lathered up, bro.
It was sticky too. It just
smelled weird, dude. Because
it just smelled weird.
Yeah, because the whipped cream is not like it's not milk, dude. It's something else. So
it's a kind of formula, huh?
Yeah, it's like goat milk. Hey. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, man, if you guys are gonna try like that something sexual like that where you use fucking whipped cream or something, man, just know that just use a little bit, dude. Don't kill the can.
Don't spray the whole thing on there. Because
I guarantee you, it ain't fun, dude. It's like it sucks, man. Oh, and then, man, like, with the chocolate, too, bro. Like, that shit's messy.
It's too messy, huh? Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. So the best thing is just to use water, huh?
Mm-hmm. She was like, water. That's the baby's lunch.
Yeah, that's the baby's lunch. Hot dog, huh?
Yeah, and, dude, we were young, dude. Like, we were young, and we thought it was, you know, the thing to do. And then we tried it, and we're like, fuck, dude, we're not going to do that ever again, man.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know.
Man, that's too funny, bro.
Yeah. So, but, well, that's the show, huh?
That's the show, man. We want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all the love, the support. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. 2,500 downloads.
It's the last almost 3,000.
Almost 3,000, man, downloads, man. Thank you guys so much, man. Hopefully this one gets us over to the top again. Yeah. And, again, thank you guys so much. Much for just sharing, liking, following, being a part of this podcast. Like we said, man, we appreciate each and every one of you guys' help. For those ones that actually do help, like as far as money wise, man, thank you guys so much. We don't ask for it, but man, you guys come through like that all the time. We still got merch coming. We got some stickers that we still need to give away, and man, we're having a good time here, bro. It's good, man. We got a giveaway that's coming up very, very soon. We're gonna have all the details. Again, please follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Please follow the rules if you guys want to be entered, email, man. Yep, the key is the email, tworesboys@gmail. We got some people that are like, oh man, how do you enter, man? It's all cheap, all this stuff. We told you guys, man. We told you guys how to do it, man. So
email. So yep. Your name and address for stickers and all that too. So
yep, email us your name, your address, and let us know where to send those stickers, and we'll get those stickers sent out as soon as possible. But thank you guys so much for listening, man. You guys are awesome. Two Reds Boys, One War Pony, all the way from Shiprock, New Mexico. I want to tell you guys I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And don't forget to be a part of this trail ride as we go on.
Yes, sir, man. On my part, man, everybody stay safe. Stay cool. Stay masked up, man. Sanitize everything, man. The whole shebang. It ain't over yet, man. We're just barely climbing that peak, man. So we still got a ways to go, man. But you know, keep an eye on each other. If you're sick, man, and you don't know if you got it or not, stay home. But if you get worse, go in and get it fixed, because you don't want to wait too long, man. And for those that, you know, lost a loved one because of it, man, our condolences for that, for real.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart. And then for those that are going through it now, stay up. Keep your prayers going, man. And we hope that you guys hear this in good faith and just kind of laugh, you know, at some of our stupid things that we do, our shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah, shenanigans, man. And again, if you guys need anybody to talk to, need somebody to listen to, we are always here for you guys. We are not certified counselors, but, you know, we can give you guys 2 cents on what we've been through. If not, go to betterhelp.com, one of our sponsors right there. Go enter all your information. Let them know what's going on. They will reach out to you within 24 hours of your either call or email. Seek help, man. Seek help before you guys, you know, do anything. Hopefully you guys don't decide to do anything again. Let us know first, man. Yeah, let us know first. We're here for you guys. We love you guys. You guys are awesome. And, man, that's all. Hopefully, man. We love you guys.
Yeah, hopefully all this goes over, man, so we can kind of do things together, you know.
Yeah. Face to face. See your monkey faces, man.
Mm-hmm. So, cool, man. Everybody out. All right. Peace. All right,
man. Peace. Love you guys. Later.